All right. They can't do it. You can't do it in your own strength. You can't live and meet those requirements of God in your own power. It is impossible. Scripture says it is impossible. We are born with a sin nature. We inherited it from our parents and from their parents all the way back to Adam. And that sin nature is a seed of rebellion. And no matter how hard we white knuckle it, we can only go for a little while on our own strength. And the next thing you know, we're back in that same old pattern because we don't have the strength. We don't have the power. Even the Apostle Paul, the greatest apostle in the Scriptures, said, I don't have the power. Romans 7:18, this is what he said. He says, I know that nothing good, everybody say nothing, nothing good lives in me. That is, in my sinful nature, the old man. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Has anybody ever felt like that? Man, you know, the stuff I know I'm supposed to be doing, man, that's what I want to do, but somehow I keep just, you know, messing up. And in my own strength, I don't have the power. I don't have the strength. In fact, he goes on in verse 24, chapter 7, he says, what a wretched man I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? And then he says the answer, I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. Jesus is the answer. We don't have the power. You don't have the power to live for God. But through Jesus you can. He is our strength. He can give us the power. He gives us the ability. He can be that life energy inside of us that transforms us and gives us the power to live for God. And he does it through his Holy Spirit, not through our strength. We were down in Peru. I don't even know the name of the restaurant. Awesome restaurant. Right on the cliffs of the water, the Pacific Ocean, you know. And we're on the cliff overlooking the ocean. Do you remember the name of that restaurant, Ty? Okay. What's Mangoes. Yeah, I named my dog after it. Thank you, Missy. Down in Peru, on the Pacific Ocean, man, on top of the cliff, man, we were in this restaurant called Mangoes. Thank you, Jenny. And we're, you know, awesome food, man. We're eating this, some serious food down this place. And as we're sitting there in a restaurant, they had these hang gliders, these paragliders that were circling the buildings and circling the restaurant. They were even like kind of buzzing the restaurant. They come by, no engine, no motor, no nothing. It's just them hanging off of this chute, this parachute-looking thing, kind of rectangle shape. And they come floating by. They'd catch the wind currents, and they would buzz the restaurant. They'd be coming by and go, and I mean, there's only like inches from their parachute in the building separating them. But they weren't out there flapping their wings or flapping their arms. They weren't, you know, trying to, you know, turn a motor or something like that. All they did was rest and let the wind carry them up and lift them and carry them along on its currents. It was effortless. What they did was instead of trusting in their own strength, they trusted in the power of the wind to fill their chute. And then in filling their chute, it carried them along under its own power. And it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Did you know that the Greek word for spirit, the word pneuma, P-N-E-U-M-A, is actually literally means wind or breath? That's how you live the Christian life. You don't strive in your own strength. You simply rest on the Lord and on the power of His Spirit. And His Spirit inside of you carries you along and gives you the strength and lifts you up and gives you the power to live for Him as you lean on Him and rest on Him in faith. That's cool, man. That's power. That is serious power. In the believer today, instead of resting on our own strength, we rest on the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, that's what I want to talk about today. I know I've been blabbing on. I'll keep the second half really short. I don't want to put you to sleep. But I want to talk today about power. Power to live the Christian life. There's two kinds of power that God offers us through the Holy Spirit. And this is awesome. It's beautiful. Two different dynamic effects of the same Holy Spirit that have immense power in a Christian's life. First of all, there is inward transforming power. Say that with me. Inward transforming power. That's when the Holy Spirit takes up residence inside of us and transforms us from the inside out. He changes our desires. He changes our motivations. He changes our joy and our agenda. He starts to make us like Christ by changing us from the inside out. Now it's not a matter of, you know, bending my arm behind my back to make me do what God wants to do. It's simply He changes my heart to want to do the things that please God. It's inward transforming power. The second one is outward performing power. Say that with me. Outward performing power. And that's not an inward thing. That is the ability to work signs and wonders because of the power of God falling upon us. It's referred to as the dunamis or dynamite, dynamic, energetic power of God. And when you see, actually, if you look at, I'm getting ahead of myself. Blah. There's two different types of powers. Inward transforming power, outward performing power. We're going to really see this laid out in the book of Acts when we go through this over the next several weeks. So this twofold ministry of the Holy Spirit is so precious. It's so unique to Christians. Do you know that prophets for thousands of years prophesied about this age to come when this power would be available to us? They didn't have it, but they looked down through the corridors of time and God told them and revealed to them that this time would come. It starts at the time that Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to the throne of God. And it carries all the way through to the time that He comes back. This age, some call the church age, this age is an age when you have available to you more power than anybody in the history of man ever had available to them before Jesus Christ. This is a precious, priceless treasure that Christians ought to get excited about and really just press into because it is rare. It's rarer than gold and 10 times as valuable. Now, as I said, the Old Testament prophets said it would come. And we're going to look at two particular prophecies. One next week, but this week we're going to look at Ezekiel 36:25. 600 years before Jesus came, Ezekiel said, people, there is a day coming and this is what's going to happen. God said through Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and I'll give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and you will keep my judgments and do them. It won't be a struggle anymore because his spirit will dwell inside of us and that power, that inward transforming power will cause us to become more and more like Christ from glory to glory to glory, being transformed into the image of Christ. Praise God. That's inward transforming power. There's another prophecy in the Old Testament we'll look at next week. It's from Joel. He said, in those days I will pour my spirit out upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. That's supernatural dynamic power that comes from God. We'll talk about that next week. So if you want to hear that, yes, come back. But today, this inward transforming power is very important. Like I told you before, I used to shy away from the Christian life because I didn't think I could do it. I didn't realize there was power available. But since I've gotten saved, I have learned from experience, man, there is serious power available. God has done a work in me that continues to amaze me. It amazes my wife. I remember a week after I got saved, she looked at me and said, you're different. And I'm not so sure she meant that in a good way. Something happened on the inside that transformed me. And she wasn't sure if that was a good thing or a bad thing. But it's real. Now, how does this power work? You ever heard the phrase, if I told you, I'd have to kill you? It's kind of like that.